In one of his final acts before leaving the White House, President Clinton commuted the sentence of Carlos Vignali. He was freed after serving 6 years of a 15-year term for his role in a drug ring that stretched from Los Angeles to Minneapolis. Some of the officials who favored the commutation now say they made a mistake. From member station KPCC, Rachel Miro reports.
Two mayoral candidates, one cardinal, and a former U.S. representative are among those now backing away from their support for Carlos Vignali. California Representative Javier Becerra, one of the men running for mayor of Los Angeles, says he never argued the young man from Encino was innocent.
They said to the depth of their heart they believed he was innocent and that the trial was not fair. While I couldn't pass judgment on whether he was guilty or not, I was willing to at least say to him, well, let's put in a request that at least the administration consider reviewing the case.
But the commutation of Vignali's sentence, coming as it does just weeks before a primary local election on April 10th, has prompted other prominent officials to publicly apologize for the calls and letters they've sent on behalf of the family, like former State Assembly Speaker Antonio Villaraigosa, who's also running for mayor, and Cardinal Roger Mahoney. U.S. Attorney Alejandro Mayorkas has refused to comment on reports that even he made calls to the prosecutors in Minnesota where Vignali was convicted. David Lillehoge was Minnesota's U.S. attorney at the time Vignali was sentenced to 15 years in prison.
This was not some low-level drug dealer who got caught up in federal mandatory minimums. This was one of the biggest drug cases in Minnesota. 31 people were indicted. Ultimately, 30 were found guilty. This was a drug operation that brought about 800 pounds of cocaine, at least 800 pounds of cocaine, from California to Minnesota.
After the 22-year-old Vignali was sentenced, his father began a personal campaign to get his son freed. Over the last 6 years, Horacio Vignali, an L.A. businessman, gave as much as $160,000 to various campaigns and became a noted barbecue chef at political functions. He told officials his son had been railroaded and urged them to make calls and write letters. Representative Becerra said he was also influenced by peer pressure.
When you see the cardinal on a letter saying, give review to the case, to consider the case, there must be something fairly compelling for the cardinal to step forward.
The cardinal said he was swayed to contact Clinton after hearing that his friends, like Congressman Esteban Torres and Representative Antonio Villaraigosa, had already written. Stanley Goleman specializes in criminal law at Loyola University. He doesn't think any individual in the pardon process did anything wrong.
The system is prone to these sorts of things in which someone who has power and influence and money and is prepared to use it all and work towards it can achieve things that the regular Joe on the street, maybe in exactly or even worse a situation, couldn't possibly envision, you know, benefiting their family.
Goldman adds, whatever else you think, Horacio Vignali did an exceptional job building his case. He says anybody plowing through nearly 200 pardons and commutations on his last night in office might well have signed off on it. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.